Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to? How do I make money? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and really easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. This means you can get paid right away to podcast. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. The thing I like most about Anchor is you can add different types of music to the different podcasts that you post. So if you always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me in the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. A disheartening end to what was supposed to be an exotic, magnificent birthday celebration. Family and friends mourn as the body of 36-year-old Carla Stefaniak is found just 300 feet away from the Airbnb she was staying at. Authorities scour to find clues and details that can help bring them some justice to the family of this beautiful Miami native. An arrest was made by local authorities. But did this monster act alone? Were others on the premises involved? Let's uncover this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Shed the Light. ...32-year-old Bismarck Espinosa Martinez, a security guard at the Airbnb where Carla was staying at, was arrested and charged with Carla's murder. Authorities are actively moving forward with their criminal investigation into the murder of Carla. Based off of forensic evidence, authorities determined the slaying of Carla was sexually motivated. They did not release how they determined this, I assume because their investigation is ongoing, and they suspect more people are involved. Typically, law enforcement agencies will purposely withhold specific details that only those responsible of the crime would know. This helps to eliminate those false claims that come in and catch the true person responsible for the crime. Now, forensic evidence found at the scene, including traces of blood, show that the initial attack took place inside the Airbnb apartment that Carla was staying at. Now, some questions that listeners brought to my attention via Instagram and our Facebook page, I want to share with you. Why was a security guard allowed to work there illegally? Do you need a license to become a security guard in Costa Rica? Are there any witnesses who saw something that may be afraid to come forward? Was Carla the only guest on the premises that night? Was the Airbnb owners and staff who stated they saw Carla get into the Uber at 5 a.m. thoroughly investigated? Well, listen in as we interview Officer Cartagena, a law enforcement officer from upstate New York with a combined 20 years of police and investigative experience.
I think just like, any illegals entering to any country, he might have slipped through the cracks. I'm pretty sure when we travel abroad, you got to have your passports and they check everything. Maybe they might have missed something.
Okay. And do you think, based off of the investigation where it's going, that there's a lack of tools and resources that Costa Rica authorities have versus what we would have in the United States?
They might, here in the United States, when we're doing, the investigations as far as, passports, we have the technology. And I'm pretty sure they do too, but our technology is, beyond checking the beyond the passport. We look, here with illegals that are documented. We go back to their history in the past. And I'm not sure if Costa Rica is up to date with that.
Right. And as far as the investigative standpoint, do you think the investigators in the police departments are a little bit more outdated and behind the law enforcement that the United States has, as far as, whether it's forensic science and investigative techniques? Where do you think these guys stand in that perspective?
Well, I know they they caught the suspect. How long was it? A few days or something like that?
Yeah, a day after.
Yeah, a day after. So it looks to me like they're on top of their investigations. You know, they handled it, you know, within a day. Something that we would do, they probably did the same thing, was, okay, you know, who was, when Carla was there, when was she last seen? When did she check in? You know, who was she there last with? In this case, was her sister-in-law. And I'm pretty sure they interviewed her. Okay, who else lives on that property next to Carla?
Right.
You know, and apparently it was a suspect, so they most likely looked into all that. Something that we would do here in the United States, and look at all evidence that pertain to that crime.
Gotcha. And so the suspect was an illegal immigrant. We've covered that already, but he was also holding the title as a security guard at that Airbnb. And as you know, Airbnb is a trusted housing organization, and, you know, our listeners are listening to this. And what are your thoughts on how this guy was able to obtain that title as a security guard at an Airbnb location? Who's liable for that?
The Airbnb host is in Costa Rica at that resort or housing, whatever you want to call it. They need to obviously interview their people or persons that are being interviewed for that job. You know, did he get hooked up with that job because he knew somebody inside? Did they not do a proper interview and just let him slip through the cracks, not knowing his past? Did they do a background check? You know, that's the thing that they gotta. You got to look for.
Right.
Background check is a big one.
Right. And that's something I'll probably discuss in detail throughout the podcast. What's your advice to those folks who are listening, who may be traveling domestically or internationally, and they use Airbnbs all the time? What's some advice to keep them a little bit more safer and use this as a learning experience?
As far as looking up Airbnbs, I know they're, people use them all the time, so you will have to do your research online. Look at the reviews from customers who use Airbnbs. You know, I always look for anything 4 stars to 5 stars.
Right.
You know, that's my medium that I, or how do you want to put it, my go-to numbers. For trusted, that's even with hotels here in the United States. If I see a 4.5, I'm good with it. If I see a 3.8, you know, that's kind of iffy for me. So I would just look at reviews, talk to friends, families that use Airbnbs, you know, and when you get to the Airbnb, if it's abroad, like Costa Rica or let's say Colombia or Venezuela, make sure that they have those ratings. Make sure that, you know, and when you get there, check your surroundings. You know, you could, when you go out to eat, you know, talk to the locals, talk to the waitresses, see what they say.
Right.
About that specific area.
Right.
Just get to know that country, that area where you are.
Sure. And that leads to my next questions. How can listeners validate who they can trust? You know, is there a proper way to ensure that you're safe on the premises, you know, like an Airbnb?
Yeah, like I said, talk to locals, talk to the Airbnb host, talk to the hotel host. You know, you go out to eat, talk to the locals there, talk to the waitresses, you know, and get some knowledge of everywhere you are, so you know that you are in a trusted place.
Great. Well, I appreciate your time, Hector, and we're going to close this chapter up. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Officer Cartagena, combined 20 years of law enforcement experience in upstate New York, as well as a United States Marine Corps veteran. We appreciate your time, and thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You too. God
from my perspective now, I believe this guy not just has killed my sister, he has killed many other people, for sure, for sure. There's no way that you meet the police, you meet family members of people that you have killed, and you don't feel anything. There's no way.
Right. Oh, you're absolutely correct. I agree with you. And so an arrest was made. There were several interviews with your father, which was very touching, and it broke my heart. His next steps is, you know, he doesn't want his daughter's story to die or fade, which is exactly why I sent you another message today. I want to help you guys, you know, keep this thing in the light.
Right.
What do you want viewers to hear? What do you want people to know about this case to help bring your sister's predators to justice?
I mean, justice is, I mean, I just have to have faith in the justice system of Costa Rica. That's my hope. But other than that, man, I just want people to whenever they travel, remember my sister and be very careful where you go, who you talk to, where you stay, because I mean, even like as you can see, even on the safest place, these things can still happen.
There hasn't been any further arrests linked to the murder of Carla. However, her family remains positive that more people are involved. In fact, forensic evidence released by authorities state that up to 3 or 4 people may be involved in the slaying of Carla. All we can do now is keep this story alive. Keep talking about it. Keep encouraging the authorities to investigate every detail. I remain certain that there are multiple people responsible for this crime. Now let's learn from this tragic incident. How can we keep ourselves and our loved ones safe? Let me share a few tips. When traveling, try to travel with a pal. There's no harm in it. Travel during the day, where there are larger crowds of people. Avoid traveling alone at night. Share your location with a loved one via your mobile device, GPS. I know Apple users have this. Communicate with a loved one on specific times you'll be arriving or leaving the location. I personally avoid Airbnbs. Get a hotel. Typically, many of the people who rent it there may have an extra key to the residence. Try not to have your head in your phone when traveling alone. You'll never know if anyone is following you if your head is constantly down. When traveling in a foreign country, find out where their local law enforcement is. Find out their contact information. Put it in your phone. Contact the U.S. Embassy if you're in another country. Advise them when you're coming and going. And never take rides from strangers. Be smart. Stay safe.